Good afternoon. Welcome to the latest episode of CarePoints. I'm your host, Kenny Schiff, the Director of Analytics for Lone Star Communications. Today's episode is part of my continuing series of conversations with my collaborators at Lone Star, customers, partners, and notable folks in the healthcare industry. Today, I'm thrilled to talk to Ron Nelson and Sarah Cannon, both from Visibly. Ron is a co-founder of Visibly, and Sarah works closely with Ron as the VP of Operations. Visibly's acute care engagement solution takes real-time data and makes it visible to the right people. I'm going to have Sarah and Ron tell you all about that. They've been at this for a while and starting to make some noise out in the marketplace. So welcome, Ron and Sarah.
Thanks, Kenny.
Thank you.
All right, so we're going to start with Ron. So why don't you start and share the Visibly story? How did you and your co-founder, Rich Ram, conceive of Visibly, and what's your mission?
Well, Kenny, you know, it's interesting. My business partner, Rich, and I both at the same time had parents who, you know, unfortunately were in the hospital for extended stays, you know, in our current local hospitals. And there were so many different small items that we lived real time and realized, you know, made a huge impact on where we were going to take the company. Things as simple as not knowing who the charge nurse is or who the care team is and having to go out and visit staff and try to find out who could help my parent or Rich's parent was really difficult. Also things like when the medications were given, when they were supposed to be given, all these types of things you'd want to know as a caring family member. Also, communications when not in the hospital, it was very hard to communicate. Examples of that are very simple. You would have to call the nurse station and you would have to get somebody that actually was tending to the room with your father, mother, or family member. And they would have to seek them down and see if they were available to talk or if they were not. And so it was very difficult. I'll give you a live example, which was my father had a fall, unfortunately. He was suffering from dementia. And when he had the fall, he went to the hospital and the first shift clearly knew that he had fallen. They had also given him some medications, which made his fall even more common. And again, by second shift, they didn't have any notifications or any labels or anything out there. And by second shift, we had asked a clinician to come into the room and they started to try to get my father out of bed by swinging his legs around. And it's those types of things that my co-founder, partner, and myself really ran into that changed the mission we set out to accomplish with our platform.
Cool. So there's a lot of folks who are kind of working at the same problem. And we hear a lot about patient engagement. But you guys have chosen, especially from an acute care standpoint, to talk about what you do in the context of acute care engagement. So tell us what's special about Visibly and what's unique about the approach around acute care engagement.
Super. Well, traditional patient engagement has been out there for quite a long time in the healthcare systems. And typically what that includes is, you know, good TV channel controls, perhaps some patient education, and in really sophisticated systems, maybe some food and dining options and other hospitality options. And that is certainly a piece of what we offer. But we go a little bit further than that with acute care engagement solution, whereby we have patient engagement. Certainly it controls the channels. Certainly you can do food ordering. You can do environmental controls, other entertainment, survey requests, surveys, service requests. And one of the bigger things is family communication platform. So we've really invested in making sure family members can have visual and speaking abilities with the patient themselves. So that's the patient engagement developed out a little further than traditional patient engagement. Now, when you come to clinical engagement, and it's kind of where we founded our company, we are replacing dry erase boards with digital whiteboards, automating all the systems that a clinician would have to enter to write on dry erase boards today. We've also added to clinical engagement, mobile applications, and virtual access to the patient room, which you're going to hear more about as we talk, which really assists clinicians with rounding virtually, discharging roundly, telemedicines, interpreters, and other clinical engagement functionality that really does assist them. And then lastly, and where we've done quite a bit of our development, is real-time notifications on key patient care plan items to family who may be in the hospital, but just as importantly, family members all over the world. And also virtual access to the families for critical times during their stay. So if a clinician, doctor, surgeon wants to call the family together with a touch of a button, they can go access all those family members and bring them into the room virtually. And also the family engagement for other in-room communications that are vital to their stay. So Kenny, wrapping it up, acute care traditionally is TV and education. And we've taken that from not just TV and education. We include patient engagement at a whole nother level, clinical engagement and family engagement, all equal acute care engagement solution.
Great. And a lot of that is around putting right information in the hands of the right people at the right time. And instead of it just being hospital staff, whether it be ancillary or clinical, you're extending that out. So it's operational folks, et cetera. And of course, people who are outside the hospital, like family members, so that all those people know what they need to know about what's happening with the patient. So with that in mind, I'm going to go to Sarah. So how does Visibly accomplish getting the right information to the right people?
So as Ron mentioned, we integrate a bunch of different hospital systems to bring this data to one central location. It's our platform that sits underneath any of the other solutions that you might want to bring into the hospital that Visibly offers. So we take any of these systems, we take in their data into our platform, and then we do whatever business logic is required, and then we disperse it to the appropriate place, such as a digital whiteboard or a mobile device.
And in many cases, and probably the kind of meat and potatoes of the solution for most hospitals is going to be nurse call, but also the electronic health records, whether it be Epic or whatever other system that the hospital has. And because of your connectivity to those systems, you're able to display and mix up, if you will, from a presentation standpoint, things like schedules, care teams, visual alerts, et cetera. So Ron, let's go to you. So what are some trends you're seeing in the healthcare industry in the marketplace? And you can talk about that in the context of how Visibly might play there.
Super. Well, the first thing driving many of the trends is an unfortunate situation, but the nursing shortages. And so really everybody is looking for technology today as an enabler, not as something to add other steps to the clinical workflows, but really as an enabler to save time. So examples of that, I'd say, fit into several categories. The clinicians today don't have time to really keep dry erase boards and labels up to speed. And that is not really good for patient communication, family communication, or clinician communication. So there is a real demand right now for digital whiteboards and communication boards to assist the with the staff shortages. One of the largest things that we're seeing really kind of accelerate at this time is we see most healthcare organizations are looking at how to get virtual access into the room. And I will talk more about the specifics of that in a few moments. But virtual access is becoming very, very important to hospitals. The second to last one is family involvement in the care plan. Family has been isolated from patient care for years now. Clinical staff does not have time to reach out to family members or involve them in the care plans. So bringing family members into the care plan is another huge trend right now that we're seeing in the marketplace. And then lastly is a consolidation of devices to save, you know, valuable wall space. While it might seem simple, we're seeing four or five different devices on a single foot wall of a patient all with different functionality that we're trying to, with our technology, bring it to one platform.
Great. So you're weaving together many things into kind of an elegant, seamless, integrated presentation so that, again, following the theme, making sure that whomever, whether it be patient, family member, the care team, has a consistent level of understanding of what's going on with that patient or what's coming up with that patient. So Sarah, why don't we have you tell us about a real project so that we can give the audience a sense of what they can expect from the discovery, implementation, operationalizing, and then the system in general once it's in use.
Absolutely. So when we first get a project with the hospital, we work with the integrator and the hospital really closely to figure out what their problems are that they want to solve. We have a discovery phase with them where we ask them what kind of information they want displayed and where. So for example, one of our projects, they are utilizing in-room patient boards and then outside the room hall boards. We find out from them what information they want on each of those. So sometimes they only want allergies related to the patient on the outside of the board and that same flag to not show on the inside of the patient board. So we go into these deep conversations with them to really figure out how they want things laid out. We even do fun things with them, like figure out what kind of background they want displayed, what their colors they want to use. And then we build all of that out with them. On the more technical side, we ask them what kind of integrations they want, such as an EHR integration, RTLS, nurse call, and what data from each of those systems they want populated and where. When we find out, let's say they want to integrate with a nurse call system, we work with their nurse call representative and they're on the hospital's IT staff to make sure that those connections are there, that we populate the alerts the way that they want them populated, in the colors that they want populated. And we make sure that it shows up in the patient room and on the hallway board. If they want like an RTLS integration, we work with them to connect with their Active Directory. We work to get their employee pictures taken so that they could add those to their care team members. So it's just a really close knit and detailed discovery process. Once we have
And it sounds like you're collaborating with all the varying players. So the customer, the various integrators that are involved. And what I'm hearing from you is that what you're able to develop the system with all these people together, including after it's implemented, right? So when you guys visited one of your customers recently with us, you talked about how things came up after the fact. And then you work with the customer to who began to understand what the capabilities are of the technology and they asked for more stuff.
We definitely talk to the customers. We let them test it out for a little bit and make sure it is giving them the output that they were expecting and the information that they wanted and serving the purpose that they thought it would. And then if they realize it needs to be changed a little bit, add something, take something away, we work with them to make sure it's exactly what they need. It's one site can be very different from another site. It's very customizable.
And when you are at your best, you've done that work up front and all this stuff is kind of nicely in the background. What I find very exciting about the work you guys have done, and I see as a special value that you provide to the visual presentation of what you do from just makes any consumer of that information just be able to see what they need to see without having to like drill down into things, go on a scavenger hunt to find what they need. You're able to kind of present that all to them in a bit of a single pane of glass, whether it's on a mobile device or on one of your door boards or in the room or at the nurse's station.
Yeah.
So So Ron, let's go to you. So exciting times for the industry in general. Obviously, lots of challenges have come up in the last few years. We're operating in the post-pandemic world. What's next for Visibly, and what does the new year bring?
So the new year really brings a lot of standardization to our solution. We have been very fortunate that we have had a couple of very large projects that have pushed us to the technology edge and beyond. And so with that, we are taking a little bit of a step back and really standardizing our solution and building out the virtual care models that need to be built out and other items. I do see a lot more around the virtual access to the room that's going to play into next year very, very strongly. I do also see there being enhancements to just the capabilities that the digital whiteboards have, the lessen stress in general, and bring different types of modules that are very important to our healthcare systems. So really a refinement of the product, because we already feel that we pushed it to the limit and we have surpassed our competition in a lot of the different aspects of the ACES solution.
Great. So Sarah, why don't you take us home here? How would our audience find out more about Visibly?
They can reach out to Ron or any one of our integrator partners like Alero or Lone Star. And they can also go onto our website. It's just www.visibly, that's VIZABLI.com.
Great. And we'll put your respective email addresses and all that information on the tail end of the video. So thank you both, Ron and Sarah, for joining us on CarePoints. Those of you listening, I encourage you to hit the like button and subscribe to get notified about new releases. And I encourage you to go to our podcast page at www.lonestarcom.com/podcasts. That's www.lonestarcom.com/podcasts. And thanks you all for listening. Have a great day.